To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set.
So we were going to do wings today, mm-hmm. which we already we've already discussed that that era is going to be a three-part episode, mm-hmm. You know, like a little mini series, but then we actually realized that we skipped the HYYH Young Forever Save Me and Fire era completely. Yeah.
Like, just totally forgot about it. Just hopped completely. Right over, went into wings.
Like, after our last most beautiful moment in life, we were like, all right, on to wings. That's our next one. That's like, mm-hmm. our gonna be a big era episode. We were actually halfway through the first episode of Wings research before we realized that we had skipped Young Forever completely.
Yeah, an entire era, and not like a small one either, like Save Me and Fire.
Yeah.
I think we've just been really excited to do Wings. And yeah. We were like, we're finally done with HYYH, but no, there's HYYH Young Forever.
So I guess we'll be doing all of those soon, yeah. Because we're so excited about it. But, mm-hmm. you know, for now, we're doing a little bit of other things. yeah. So welcome back.
Welcome back, guys.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, Jungkook's long-ass hair flows so beautifully. If he puts it up in a bun, I will not be able to fucking handle it.
It is getting to the length where he really could put it into a man bun if he wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of us can handle that.
We will not survive.
Or, I feel so blessed for Yoongi's solo V lives and his up-close shots of his lovely eyes.
Yes.
His recent so solo special. V live. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you're in the right place. Okay. Today, we are playing BTS Would You Rather for the second time. Mm-hmm. This has been requested to us a few times by Nicole on Twitter and Instagram. Also, it barely lost in the polls on social media for our bonus episode topic. So we thought that we'd do it for you anyways.
Yeah, and it worked out really well because, like we said, we were doing research for Wings and we were watching all the short films, and halfway through it, we're like, shit.
Fuck. We can't do this yet. We have a whole other era.
This yet. Yeah.
And we had spent so much time already. Yeah. And we were like, you know what? Let's just do Would You Rather.
Yeah. We are going to do American Hustle Live still. So it's either being released today or...
No, it's coming out tomorrow. So today you guys are going to get this Would You Rather. And then tomorrow, you guys will get our bonus episode, your voted on topic, American Hustle Life, your reward for getting us to 300 reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, you guys
incredible.
Are awesome.
You
yeah.
guys, after we got to 300 reviews, we got on the charts. Like, suddenly, we were, you sent me a text that we were like, we were actually on the charts for podcasts or whatever on iTunes. I just think that's so cool.
Yeah, on iTunes, we made it onto their comedy podcast charts.
Which is crazy.
Crazy.
Because you guys wrote reviews. That's just so fucking cool.
I think that's it, yeah. But it's really special. And we just, it's just the encouragement to keep going and keep doing it and just trying to make the podcast as best as it can be.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so excited we're doing Would You Rather and American Hustle Life. Like, you guys deserve it.
You guys deserve it so much.
It's been so fun. I can't wait to get into this episode. Like, I'm very excited.
Me too. But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you are a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us, by writing a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. And then if you would like to go above and beyond and show us some more support, you could do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTS podcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. We're glad you all are here. We're excited to do this episode. But before we do, we are going to do content of the week this week. So Kayla.
Yes. Okay. My content of the week, there was many, but it seems like lately whenever it's time to choose content of the week, I can't even remember all of the things. So this week, what's sticking in my mind is Jin dyeing his own hair and posting pics of the process on Weverse.
Incredible. Wow. I love him.
Incredible. We stan a man who takes his hair into his own hands. Mm-hmm. I think we always love and revere when he went to the bathroom and cut his own hair with those kitchen scissors,
like not hair cutting scissors.
You know, at least he was wearing like rubber gloves, you know, to protect from like dyeing his hands. Like it wasn't just like, you know, he planned this time. I loved it so much.
That's a good one.
So that was my, yeah. So what's yours?
Mine is the OT7 video that Taeyang took at the concert, I think the second night in Japan.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, he just went around and he like made a heart at all of his members and they all like did it like mirroring him. It was super cute. And he just went around stage and went to every single one of them and then he posted it on Twitter. Like, he really is the most like OT7 member, I swear. He loves them all.
He is
so much.
OT7.
Yeah.
If you don't love all of them equally, then Taeyang doesn't love you.
No, like he will come for you. He'll get pissed.
He did. He came for somebody on Weverse.
He did. Love him. He says how he feels. He's just like,
he's honest.
I don't like you guys. Don't do that.
No. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into the main topic of this week, Would You Rather. If you didn't hear our first Would You Rather episode, don't worry about it. You can always go back and listen, but it doesn't inform this one. Basically, what we do is we play Would You Rather, all related to BTS. The first half of this is going to be all clean stuff. So moms listening with your daughters, like, you're good to go. The last half of this is going to be a little bit raunchier, a little bit more dirty, as we adults know Would You Rather can get in real life. So
yeah, but it's not really bad.
No.
Just like we did last time. Like, we're not doing real nasty stuff. It's dirty.
It's not vulgar, but yes, it is more adult. So that's where we're going. That's what we're doing. So would you rather watch Stranger Things with Hoseok or play Mario Kart with Seokjin?
This one is really hard.
This one is hard.
This is going to be us number throughout one. The entire episode.
Let's not even say that again.
The reason for this is that, like, I'm really into Stranger Things right now. We both are.
We both are.
But I just started, like, I just finished the first season, so I'm really into it. So I'm like, I would totally watch Stranger Things with Hoseok. But also, Mario Kart with Jin, like, that's a dream. Like, imagine how freaking fun that would be.
Yeah.
Oh. Ah, shit. I think I have to go with Stranger Things with Hoseok just because... Okay. One, I love Stranger Things. And two, Hobie particularly watching Stranger Things, I think would just be so much fun.
I think it would be so fun too. I think especially you need someone to watch 2 and 3 with. And, you know, Hobie can come snuggle up on the couch with you and Corey and, you know, get scared with both of you. I think I just finished all of Stranger Things. That's why I wrote this question, because obviously it's on our minds. So I think I'm going to go with Mario Kart with Seokjin, because I'm really fucking good at Mario Kart. Like,
you
Jordan
are good
and
at
I,
Mario Kart.
We beat, like, all of Mario Kart, even, like, 200cc and mirrored 3 stars on everything. I'm really good at it, and I think I could beat Jin. So.
Hey, I think you would be a good competitor. I really think that you might be able to beat Jin, because I used to think that I was, like, fairly decent at Mario Kart. I'm like, fucking no, like, no way. Like, after I saw you and Jordan play, I'm like, nope, I don't even qualify.
So I have a chance.
I love that. I love that. Okay, next one. Would you rather go to the spa with Jimin or a wine tasting with Yoongi?
Oh my god. This is such a hard... I'm not going to say that. Okay,
no.
We can't say that the whole time.
No.
This is difficult because, like, wine tasting with Yoongi makes me think about, like, his V Live where he drank that bottle of wine and, like, I just think it would be...
Or Malta.
I think it would just be really fun and relaxing. But spotting
the conversation.
The conversations over wine tasting, yes. Yeah. But then spa day with Jimin also sounds relaxing. I would get to see, like, fresh face Jimin. I can, like, picture, like, natural lighting and his hair kind of brushed back, exposing his forehead, middle part, you know, in a robe and getting, like, getting facials and massages. I'm going to go with spa with Jimin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just talked myself into it. It wasn't that hard to do, though.
You got so, like, detailed. Like, I felt I was there. I'm going to have to go with wine tasting with Yoongi, because I particularly love and care for wine. And I love doing wine tastings.
Yes.
And I feel that the conversation with Yoongi over wine, like, that little bit of, like, kind of tipsy, get to have, like, that, like, unfiltered conversation. Yeah.
That'd be so cool. Good choice. Yeah. I mean, both are good choices. Oh, man.
This happened last time where we never picked the same ones.
I know, and we're not doing it on purpose. Like, you and I are both very much our own person.
We're just different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather work out with Jungkook or teach Hoseok a classic American party dance, like the Cupid Shuffle?
Like the YMCA?
Cha-cha slide. Yeah. The YMCA.
He probably knows.
I'm sure
he
knows.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really care to work out very often, but I do like working out every now and then. But then, like, teaching Hobie, an American party dance. Like, that sounds really fun. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go with Hobie, teaching Hobie a classic American dance.
I think that's so funny because I'm going to go with workout with Jungkook.
Really?
Just because I do like working out. I don't do it as often. Like, I go through phases. Okay. Mm-hmm. But when I get into it, I'll like consistently get into it. And I know Jungkook likes to lift and I really like to lift. So I think that'd be really fun
to get in a
workout with him. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm not into lifting. I wish I was. I do more cardio and like core. No, you're
a cardio girl.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This one. Damn. Would you rather be in a long distance relationship with Yoongi, but never see him in person again for the rest of your life, or be in a 1 year long relationship with Hobie, but break up and never speak again?
Okay. So the problem with this one is like, it's not even just the people, because the situation also really sucks. Like, to be with someone, like anyone, but never get to see them for the rest of your life, long distance forever. I don't even know how manageable that is.
Yeah.
Or if I could, I don't know if I could deal with that. Mm-hmm. But it would just be terrible to be with Hobie and then break up and never speak again. Like, but you know, I already, any past boyfriends I have, I really never spoke to them again. So I guess I'm going to go with relationship with Hobie, but break up and never speak again.
Yeah.
At least I would get to be with him for a year.
Yeah. I would say the same for me, like 1 year long relationship with Hobie. It sucks that you never speak again, but man, long distance for the rest of your life, you never see each other. That would really,
never, I mean,
you would never get to be intimate with each other or like hug each other or kiss each other. Like, wow.
Yeah.
That'd be so hard.
Yeah. Okay. That one wasn't that tough.
No.
All right. Would you rather go listen to live music with Taeyong or a poetry reading with Namjoon?
Wow. Yeah, this is tough. Live music with Taeyong to me is just incredible. I would love to go just like see Taeyong experience and take in like any form of art.
Mm-hmm.
But also a poetry reading with Namjoon. Like, I would just love to hear his thoughts. Like, he would be able to make so much more meaning of it than I would.
Mm-hmm.
And just hearing his thoughts. But I have to go with Taeyong. The live music with Taeyong, because I love going and listening to live music.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to be really surprised if you didn't choose with live music with Taeyong, because you love going and listening to live music. It's like one of your favorite things to do. Like, you always search out live music. So I feel like you would enjoy that no matter who. And the fact that it would be with Taeyong and you get to experience that music together.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It would be really special. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I would do the poetry reading with Namjoon just because I truly really love poetry. I'm really bad at writing my own poetry, and I've always really admired people who write great poetry. And I was really into it in high school, and I just have always had this little love for it. So I think I would really enjoy it with Namjoon. And like you said, like hearing his thoughts and kind of being able to like break it down together or talk about it together would be super, super cool.
Yeah. And just the idea of going to a poetry reading, like I've been to one poetry reading and that was it. Yeah. And it was really different and like awesome to experience and go to one.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be responsible for Yantan getting lost or breaking Jungkook's camera? Why am I getting all this sad ones?
Sad one. Okay. This one, I am just gonna go with breaking Jungkook's camera. Hopefully he has stuff saved on like an SD card or something and it's not like physically on the camera. But because like,
is Yantan that can be lost forever, or he just got lost and then like for like an hour or two?
I think an undetermined amount of time. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm thinking about him getting lost, I think about like the stress in that moment and like the anxiety that I have in that moment of like, oh my God, this person's dog is lost. Yeah, and it's because of me. Yeah, but Jungkook's
camera, like, what if he didn't have shit backed up? or like the SD card got ruined.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, Jungkook's camera can be replaced with money, and Yantan is like a living animal, and I would not want to like lose someone's pet. So I'm gonna go with breaking Jungkook's camera. Yeah,
I think you convinced me. I think I'll do breaking Jungkook's camera too, even though that would be really shitty. That would be really, really shitty.
I think like both would be very unfortunate.
Yeah, I think I'm just perseverating on like, if you broke his camera, like his images and like videos would be lost forever. Like that kind of level of breaking. But yeah, I'll go with you.
That would be terrible.
On that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather be a BTS makeup artist or get to spend one day with all the members doing anything you want?
Being a makeup artist would be really cool. And like you would get to see them every day and you would get to travel with them. But to me, it's like, okay, maybe you don't really have like a relationship with them or like whatever, or like hardly ever talk to them. I mean, I guess they probably talk to them, but getting to spend a day with all of them doing anything I wanted, like, I just feel that that would be really special. Like that one day that I could just really vividly remember forever. I think I would choose one day with all of them.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you on this one because like, and I've thought about before, like when we've seen makeup artists in, you know, like their hands touching up their faces in a Bangtan bomb or something. I've thought before, like, oh my gosh, how cool would it be to be, you know, a fly on the wall, to be one of those people right there and just to experience everything going on with BTS as somebody who works on their crew and like, you know, being right there would be so cool.
Oh, I'm sure there's so much fan fiction on it.
Oh my God, probably.
Yeah, just like you being a makeup artist and then you like fill in the blank like that. Yes, yeah. No. Yeah.
Right. But like you said, I think a one entire day with all the members doing anything I want, like think about all the different amazing experiences and like forever lifelong memorable moments that we could make. I think that there's nothing that could be better than that.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. So Kayla, would you rather feature in a BTS music video or in a BTS song?
This is so tough because music video would be like my image, you know, being in the same place as BTS, like forever living on in a digital visual representation. But if I was on a song, it would be my voice and the experience of like working directly with them, making the song and that song living on forever. Honestly, I think I would pick song because I've always wanted to sing, you know, like when I was little, I wanted to grow up and be a singer. And I don't know. I think that would just be incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this is tough for me because when I was younger, I was like stupid and just like being a kid. And I really liked making music videos to songs or like reenacting things and using like our home camera and doing that with like friends and stuff. Like it was something I did when I was like real young, like elementary school.
That's
so cool. Yeah. So because of that, I just randomly started reminiscing on my childhood. So now I'm like, it would be like really kind of cool to be in a BTS music video. Even though when I wrote this question, I was like, I would totally like
be in a song.
Be in a BTS song. Absolutely. Because like you get to be a part of the lyrics and like
work with
be
them
in that song and work with them. But also like being in a music video, I think would be really cool.
Yeah. You could be that girl and boy in love.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I never knew that you used to make music videos as a kid. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. I love that you chose that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this question is a little longer, so bear with me. Would you rather
who wrote this one?
Me, because I'm obnoxious.
I'm sorry.
Would you rather get barricade eye contact with every member and special items from them during the concert, like Hobi's purse, Taeyong's hat, Yoongi's water bottle, at a BTS concert. So you get all those at a concert, but that's the only BTS concert you can ever go to in your life. or you can go to as many BTS concerts as you desire with decent or pretty good seats, whatever, but you never get any special interactions or moments with them. So you could go to every single concert if you wanted to, but you would never get eye contact.
To me, this is not very difficult just because...
Really?
I think it is because we have gotten to experience that eye contact and that special item, especially you, Kayla.
Oh, yeah.
But also, as special as that concert was, like, imagine getting to go to every concert. Like, their concerts in Europe and their concerts in Korea and Japan, like getting to go to those ones too, I think that would be just such an incredible experience, and getting to support them and see all those moments live, like that's so cool. And like getting to like cheer them on and be with them so often, like I think that's pretty special, even though they're not like specifically looking at you. But I've already had the disappointment of Taeyong never looking at me. Like, it's frustrating, but like, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. So this is basically like your, the all time most incredible best concert experience possible versus a pretty good concert experience, any concert you wanted to go to. So you're choosing the second option?
Yes.
Yeah, now that you put it that way, I thought that this question would be like a little difficult, but just because I do already have a water bottle from Yoongi and like I would love to be able to go to any concert ever. Yeah.
Yeah. I still cannot believe you have Yoongi's water bottle.
I can't believe it. We look
very
at it
first
and we're
concert.
Like,
damn. Very first concert that we went to. Wow. That concert was special.
So fucking lucky.
Blessed. Fort Worth. So blessed. Damn. Okay. Moving on. So would you rather take tequila shots with Seokjin or drink Irish car bombs with Yoongi?
God, people are going to hate me because I am a Spanish teacher, but I don't really like tequila, and I've tried it. I mean, whenever someone buys me a tequila shot, of course I take the tequila shot. Like, I'm not going to say no. What am I going to do? Say no? But honestly, I didn't get to drink red wine with Yoongi earlier, so I'm going to do Irish car bombs with Yoongi because I want to sit at the bar. I want to have a few beers with him and see where the conversation goes. And I think that'd be very cool. And I think that's a better drink than tequila shots.
Yeah. And friendship is Irish bombs, according to Yoongi and Jungkook.
Oh,
perfect. So it'd be like you're like friends talking over your Irish bombs. Yeah.
Very cool.
For me, I have to go with tequila shots with Seokjin because I love that in Malta, he really did just like go to a restaurant by himself and took some tequila shots and was like, yep, got drunk, went home, got locked out of the house that they were staying at because he was drunk and then tried to come back out because he was like, I'm going to make this interesting for Bon Voyage.
Just to make it pretend like he actually remembered the code on his own.
Oh, I love him. Taking tequila shots with Jin. Incredible. I would totally do that.
It would be so fun. I bet that the shade that drunk Seokjin throws is incredible. Like,
oh, wow. I'd love to hear him shit talk about something.
I bet he could shit talk so well. He's just such so much his own person and doesn't give a fuck. I love it.
He really doesn't.
Okay. Would you rather make Hobi laugh from an original joke or make Jimin blush from a compliment?
Wow. Okay. Hobi's laugh is like the purest thing. Seeing him happy like that from like a joke that you made up, that would be really, really, really special. But also, Jimin loves compliments, and being a person to compliment him and like have him blush mm-hmm. over it would also be so great. Ooh, this one is a good one. Oh man, I want to do both. wow. I think I might go with making Jimin blush over a compliment that you gave him.
Oh my God. Really?
My reasoning for this is because we've been watching American Hustle Life, and really we get to see, spoilers for the next episode, but we really get to see like that kind of insecure Jimin back in 2014. And he's gotten so much more confident now, but knowing mm-hmm. that there's that like self-doubt in him, being able to compliment him and like tell him how talented he is and how hard he works, like, and then having him potentially blush, which mm-hmm. I'm sure he would, over a compliment like that, but something that he really needs to hear and deserves to hear, like, that is really special.
Yeah, for
even
sure.
Even though making Hobi laugh is special, but I think it would be more meaningful to give Jimin a compliment.
Man, I mean, even me listening to all of your explanation, I don't know which one I would do because, yes, and I am somebody who I love to compliment my friends and like the people that I care about because, you know, I think they deserve to know, like, and everybody needs to hear it. And so that's definitely something I would love to do. But like making Hobi laugh and his just joyful, like, you know, his joyful laugh from an original joke. And I like think I try to be like, I think that I'm funny. Nobody else thinks I'm funny, but I think I'm funny. And if I had an original joke that made Hobi laugh, I think that would make my entire life. So I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah. Making our sunshine feel bright.
Our sunshine.
By something you said. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a tough one. It really was. Okay. So would you rather travel to Japan with the Maknae line or to Greece with the Young line?
Oh, okay. So Japan makes me think of the Tokyo Golden Closet film, mm-hmm. Going around Japan with them. That would be so fun. Also, I just saw like this new museum in Japan that's like an interactive, like light museum that's different every time you go. And I was like, damn, I want to go to Japan. That would be so cool to go to. But Greece. Sunshine, the you know,
the architecture.
The architecture hanging. I want to know what the Young Lion gets into in Greece. Yeah. I want to explore Greece with them. I want to, you know, go all around the Santorini and like look at the sunsets of the Mediterranean and shit and drink wine and eat pasta with the Young Lion in Greece. That's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love all of the points. I love all the points that you have made. And I have to go with Greece with the Young Lion because I too want to know what the Young Lion's up to, like hanging out with them and, you know, doing. I just feel like they get in trouble, but in a different sorts of way that the Maknae line do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it would be just a fun adult trip with them. Not to say that the Maknae line are adult not adults.
Yeah. For yeah. sure.
But I know the Maknae line really, they like to shop and all that. But like, to me, shopping is not one of my favorite things to do on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
So going to Greece and eating food and drinking wine and just walking around and exploring town with the Young Lion sounds really terrific.
Yeah, I think that would be so fun. Cool. Okay. Last clean, quote, clean, would you rather? Would you rather compete with BTS on a Run BTS episode or be in an all BTS V-Live? Ooh, this one is tricky.
Like all BTS member V-Live, like they're all there.
Yeah, right.
I love BTS V-Lives because I feel that they're intimate. And like whenever they all kind of gather together for V-Live, it's extra intimate. But competing in a BTS like Run episode, I think I'm going to have to go with compete with BTS on a Run BTS episode, because you get to play games and like have fun and experience like that competitiveness that they all kind of have, which is really funny because mm-hmm. it's just like they still care so much, even though they're like millionaires. And yes. they still have so much fun with each other, and they kind of, you can tell that they enjoy it. It's not just something that they have to do or check off their work list. So yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Run BTS.
Yeah. I would also go with compete with BTS on a Run BTS episode mm-hmm. because I love competing. I love playing games. I think yes. it'd be super fun. I want to be there for all the behind the scenes stuff. I think it would be just such a great time. And I think being on a V Live would be like a little awkward, like nerve wracking, you know, like
it would be nerve wracking, like seeing that there's like people who tune into it.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. BTS
live
when they're no on their editing. Own, you know, when they're by themselves, they are, you know, awkward or nervous on to be live. And I just, yeah.
No, I get that. Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of the end of our just regular, more clean would you rather. We're going to get into some a little bit more suggestive, dirtier risque. Would you rathers.
Yeah.
Risque. Risque.
All right. Kayla, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Would you rather have a secret affair with your bias or a one-night stand with any other member?
I feel like this should be a difficult question, but I'm just going to say one-night stand with any other member, because Jordan and I have already discussed, like, if there's ever the opportunity, hypothetical, everyone has, like, who your celebrity, like, you know, your significant other is, like, it's okay if you ever hypothetically have yeah. the option. And I think, you know, a secret affair sounds so stressful. Yeah. It sounds like, I mean, there could be fun parts of it too, but like that sounds mm-hmm. stressful. I'm just going to say one night yeah, stand.
I agree with you. I'd probably do one night stand as well.
I mean, like we're on the same page.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather have Jimin chronically flirt with you, but forever friend zone you, or have a month long fling with Taeyong, but things end badly?
Oh,
I don't know how you're going to answer this one.
These are terrible. I wrote this question.
You did this to yourself.
Man, it would be really difficult to have Jimin chronically flirt with you and like know that you're friend zoned, but there's like that glimmer of hope, you know, but also you get to be his friend
forever
is what I'm gathering. Yeah. Forever friend
zoned. I mean, you wrote the question. So what were you implying?
So to me is like you get to interact with Jimin all your
forever.
Life.
Okay.
Forever. But you're friends. Mm-hmm. But he chronically flirts with you. Mm. That sounds kind of nice, but also really bad. You know, like that would be like awful. Like if you're like in love with him and he's chronically flirting with you.
Right.
1 month long fling with Taeyong. But things end badly. I'm gonna go with 1 month fling with Taeyong. I'd hate for things to end badly because I feel like it would taint my picture of Taeyong, but I also love him endlessly. So
you'd love him regardless. So even if it ended badly on his side, you'd be like still in love with him forever.
He can hate me, but I'll just support him still from a distance.
I'm going to go with have Jimin chronically flirt with me, but friend zone me at the same time because, you know, I'm going to chronically flirt back with him. I love flirting. It's fun. And at the mm-hmm. same time, I'm already married. So like, that's fine. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm friend zoned by him. Oh. I'm going to bring my real life into it. Like,
okay,
instead
do
of
it.
Thinking general, like for everybody, like for me, you know, let's flirt forever and be friends forever. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Kayla.
Yes.
Would you rather role play as a sexy maid for Yoongi or Bijin's teacher?
I'm gonna go with B, Jin's teacher. I love how we phrased it that way.
We had to phrase it that way because it's the lyrics.
Right. Come be my teacher. Yeah. even though like the sexy maid is alluring to me, I'm gonna go with teacher. Sounds incredible.
In my like interest, I'd rather be like a student than a teacher. And the whole sexy maid thing makes me think of like Rich Yoongi, him in his like mansion playing piano, like dusting off his, like it just, I don't know. To me, it's appealing.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah, I'm going to go with sexy maid for Yoongi.
Like a, you know, Rich Yoongi too.
Yoongi in a robe playing piano. In a robe. Dusting his piano and things just
a
like.
A silk robe.
Go from there.
In his big empty penthouse. Sounds incredible.
It sounds really fun. Damn it. And just role playing with Yoongi.
Yeah.
Damn. I bet he's be so into sexy. It. He's got to be into it a little bit. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay. Would you rather do it with Namjoon while on a hike or with Hoseok on an airplane?
This is tough because I really like outdoor sex. Like, I think it's really great if you're able to do it. I know it's illegal, but whatever. it's really fun and just sexy. But in an airplane with Hobie, like, he has a song. And to be a part of like the Mile High Club. Yeah. How cool.
With Hobie. Yeah.
I think in an airplane with Hobie would be dope as shit. Like, hell yeah. I have to go with that one.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that one too. That sounds really great. We can play the song in the background and yeah. No, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather wildly make out with Jungkook pressed up against a wall with him lifting you up or have a very sensual massage with Taeyang?
So sensual massage sounds great. I love having my back rubbed and, you know, like lighting some candles and really enjoying the mood. But there's something like very carnal and sexy to me about like wildly making out against a wall. Like, and okay, I'm just going to go with that one. Wildly making out with Jungkook. I can't pass it up.
See, I love massages. And I think in our last episode, I mentioned how I had just recently gotten a massage because I really do love massages and like just picturing candlelight and like a massage table and Taeyang and his hands, his gorgeous, beautiful hands and it being sensual to me that I have to go with that. I can't pass that up.
I mean, now that you bring up his hands, sounds, I mean, his fingers.
Yeah, go look at threads on Twitter. That's Taeyang's fingers.
Okay. Would you rather get a hickey from Jimin or give a hickey to Seokjin? And I feel like I also have to have you consider Jimin's lips and Jin's like neck, collarbone, shoulder situation going on.
Now, don't say collarbone.
Oh.
That ruins it for me. That makes me just want to go with Jin. But Jimin's lips, yeah. I'm sorry. This one for me, I just giving a hickey to Jin. I have to go with that. I do.
I can't get the imagery of his shoulders and his neck out of my mind, you know?
Like, his upper body is just so large. Like, he's...
Yeah, you know, when I wrote this question, I thought I was going to go with Jimin. And now I just, like, psyched myself out more that I feel like I have to go with Jin.
Really?
Yeah, because I can't...
Getting a hickey from Jimin. Like, he's on your neck.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. But, like, when we're talking right now, like, in this moment, I cannot stop thinking about Jin's, like, thick, strong neck. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with giving a hickey to Jin. Damn.
Wow.
Me neither. I totally just like flip flopped.
Okay. Would you rather get a quote private tour that turns steamy of your favorite rapper's studio, or have an intimate private lesson with your favorite vocalist?
Just because when I'm being wrecked, it's usually by the rap line. And because I feel like I really love their studios, and I would love to get like a steamy private tour that sounds incredible. I'm going to go with steamy private tour with a rapper.
Yeah.
Of their studio.
Yeah. I love their V-Lives where they show us around their studio, like Hope World. And I feel like Genius Lab, I don't know if that one has been shown. We've definitely seen the outside of it.
There was a time when he posted a video of his like setting up process.
Yeah.
And that was very cool.
Yeah. And I love that V-Live of Archive.
With V-Man.
Yeah. That was just so fun. And like just hearing Namjoon nerd out about everything in there was great.
And to get to do that one-on-one in private and just like they could tell you about every single little item, maybe like show you some beats or like lyrics that they're working on. And it turns steamy.
Damn. Okay.
They have couches in there.
I might have to go with that just because, like, I do think that an intimate private lesson with a vocalist would be really great.
And Bethany, can I remind you of Taeyang? He's a vocalist.
He is a vocalist. And I think he would really enjoy, like, providing a private lesson. I think I would really enjoy that, too. But I don't know. I gotta go with Rapper Studio. I got to. It might be the word steamy that's like sticking out to me.
Yeah.
But their studios are really cool to like see and to get a private tour on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fanfic right there.
That is a fanfic. Okay. Would you rather get caught by the cops having car sex with Yoongi, or get caught by homeowners having sex in their hot tub with Taeyang?
Okay, I wrote this question, and so this question is not hard for me, but I tried to make it difficult for me. Because
they're both like car sex with Yoongi, exhibitionist yeah. style. Like
I think like that would be really fun, and then getting caught, like the like dangerous aspect of it is kind of like that adrenaline rush on top of having sex with Min Yoongi, like, okay. But also getting caught by homeowners having sex in a hot tub with Taeyang. One of the things that I loved doing in high school was pool hopping with my friends. And I know it was bad and like not like it was breaking and entering basically, but like that's something that we did. It was really, really fun. So getting to like sneak into someone's hot tub like in the middle of the night with Taeyang and then getting caught by the owners, how fun. That is definitely my answer.
That's your choice. Yeah. I'm gonna say caught by the cops having car sex with Yoongi because it's Yoongi.
Yeah.
Number one. And two, I've already had that experience and it wasn't that bad. So it's it could happen again. I'm fine.
Yeah. That's a fun one. Yeah. I like that question.
Right. Okay. This is a tough one. And also sad. Would you rather do it with Hoseok, but he hates it, or do it with Jungkook and he hates it? So who do you want to disappoint, I guess? Lesser of two evils.
Ooh.
Who do you want to hate it?
Oh my gosh, no. Neither.
Oh no.
No, this is tough. I hate this question.
I feel like I could answer it.
You should answer then.
So here's my thought process that I just had. Jungkook, I'm just thinking about their personality types, their differences in personality and like what the aftermath would be like. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if Hoseok hated it, I would definitely know and it would be weird. But if Jungkook hated it because he's like introverted, and I know because I'm introverted too, I don't know if I would tell somebody that like, hey, that was terrible, I hate it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and so maybe for this, it would just be the difference of knowing and being able to imply that they hated it or not really knowing and not talking about it. So I feel like I'd choose, man. Okay. But the other factor is here, regardless of them hating it, you still get to do it with one of them.
That's
so do you want to do it
true.
With Hoseok or Jungkook? Because we've talked about that. We feel like Hoseok is such a freak. Is it worth it to do it with freak Hoseok and he hates it, but at least you can say that you did it with him?
Yeah.
Or, you know, muscle pig Jungkook. Fuck, now I really don't know. I thought
I
that I knew
know.
Going
this
into
one
that.
Is, this might be the toughest one for me. I think I'm just going to pick one.
Okay.
And I don't know why. Have sex with Jungkook and he hates it.
But you don't know why.
I can't even explain.
It's just what you're going to go with.
I can't even explain it because that's where, like, that is the decision I want to make. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what part of my mind is like, I'd rather do that over have sex with Hobie and he hates it. I think maybe because of the comment you made about Jungkook, like, kind of being introverted, but I don't know.
Like, maybe he wouldn't, like, let you know how disappointed he was.
What a terrible thing is if he hated it. But, like, Chan, I don't know.
I know.
That's my final answer.
Like, what does he hate? This is... Man, I think with either of them, it would be incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I could handle Hobie hating any part of anything that I do, and because he is so much sunshine and he's a freak, and we think he's a kinky hoe, so like if he, you know, if we couldn't live, if I couldn't live up to like his expectation, that would suck. I guess I'm gonna go with Jungkook and he hates it as well. Mm-hmm. Because maybe he would just not tell me and I could pretend like life was fine.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Would you rather give Namjoon a handjob under the table at a fancy dinner with other people, or like there are other people sitting around you? Like it's
no,
kind of
other
public.
People are doing it too.
I don't know. I felt like I had to specify because I said it, I was like, oh, wait, hold on.
Other people at the table. Thank you.
Or go down on Jimin in the back of a movie theater.
So I wrote this question and I wrote it to be difficult for me to answer because of the, you know, the Minjoon, like... Mm-hmm. The opportunity of doing something with Jimin in general is really hard to pass up. But I think this specific like fantasy of the like the secret hand job under the table in a fancy setting and neither of you can like show reaction mm-hmm. or anything because you're like with other people. I find that super hot. So I'm going to go with the Namjoon one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is tough. This is tough because really at a fancy dinner, like unknowingly, secretively, like giving him a hand job while he has to like keep his face straight. Like that's fun. Or in a
that's
movie
so
theater.
Fun.
And like, that's even more like tricky. Like you're going down on Jimin in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I might... Wow, this is tough. I might actually go with Namjoon, a hand job under the table. I think that would be really fun. Like a fancy dinner because nice. It's like lights on, people are watching.
Yeah.
Makes it even more risky.
Right. The riskiness makes it sound really fun.
Okay. Would you rather cuddle in bed on a Sunday morning with a Mach Nailine member or cook naked with a Young Line member?
Oh my God. This is... Damn. Cooking with any of them sounds fun. The added layer of like cooking naked is very naked. Fun. Yeah, a little kinky. Dangerous, kinky. Yes.
Yeah.
But the wording that you used in this on a Sunday morning makes me think of Sunday Morning by Maroon 5, one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I haven't spent much time with Jimin this episode. So I'm going to go with cuddle in bed on a Sunday morning with a Mach Nailine member. And that member would be Jimin.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with you on this. Like, cuddling in bed in the morning is like one of the best things ever.
Yes.
And really on a Sunday morning, because like Saturday you still go out and you do stuff and you're productive and you go on adventures or whatever. But like that Sunday morning where you just want to sleep in mm-hmm. and maybe cook like a nice breakfast, but like specifically the cuddling part and just like waking up and spending that extra time before getting up with a Mach Nailine member, which I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like Taeyang, and I'm thinking about how he's saying Sunday morning.
Yes.
In Malta. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with too.
I would love to do that so much. Jordan and I literally did that yesterday. Like,
it's
it
really
was so
great.
Nice.
Yeah, just getting to like cuddle up and look at each other like so closely. Definitely
the best.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully some of these dirty questions weren't too dirty for you, and
no furries were mentioned in this episode.
If you want to know what we're talking about, go back and listen to the last Would You Rather episode,
Which was pretty good and really fun to do, and this has been really fun to do as well. And these questions,
so
I felt
fun.
We got to be a little bit more fun and adventurous with it because we've been following BTS longer and like they're older now, and I don't know, it just made it interesting.
I think like last time we found a lot of the questions and I feel like we struggled to write more of them, but these ones we wrote all of them, and like I think it was fun to kind of relate like things that they have actually done or that we've seen them do and kind of put ourselves into that situation.
It was fun to do. It was fun to write. We hope you guys played along and had your own, you know, answers for Would You Rather, and hopefully enjoyed playing along. It was fun. I loved it.
Yeah, loved it too. Maybe you guys can tweet at us or DM us some of your answers to this. Maybe I'll make a Twitter thread or something with some of these questions and you guys can respond on your own. I think that'd be really cool to play with you in that way. But hopefully you enjoyed playing along with us today. Like Bethany said, we really enjoyed doing this for you guys. Just as a reminder, you do have another episode coming tomorrow, your bonus episode, American Hustle Life. That topic is going to be covered.
Be looking for it, guys. It's going to be good. We haven't recorded it yet, but we have done all the research and we are very
super excited
to do it. Like, there's so much to talk about.
So, if you've enjoyed this episode and if you've enjoyed any of our other episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. You can tell people about the podcast, spread the word that you like it. If you have mutuals on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or whatever that, you know, you talk to and you enjoy this, chances are they might enjoy it as well. You can also write us a review on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. The more reviews that we get, you know, that's the more bonus episodes that you guys are going to get. So even though you're getting a bonus tomorrow, like, use that as motivation. Write a review. When we get to 400, we'll do another bonus. And then of course we want to hear what you guys have to think about this episode. We want to know your choices for these. So you can reach out to us on any of our social media and you can also email us. And of course we'll have links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening. Oh, wait, hold up. Did I just fuck that up?
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Whoops.
Leave it in, Corey. Just cut it right here with us laughing.
You can find all of those in the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.